What's up, people? What's up? What's up? Today is going to be a quick one. And first of all, I want to congratulate all the graduates, all the parents that have 2022 graduates, because the last few years, you know, we've been dealing with COVID and everything. So I want to congratulate the parents and the kids. And today's podcast is about what do you do after graduation. Now, we all want the best for our kids, or if you are a guardian of a kid, you want the best for them after high school. Sometimes, as parents, our expectations don't really match the kid. Now, people may get on social media and say, my kid's going to do this, my kid's going to do that, he's off to college or whatever. But sometimes it don't match. Sometimes he or she needs just to get them a job and go to work. Now, as I've stated before in the previous podcast, and I stick to this, a lot of times, parents, you don't have to put all this money out there into the kids, sending them off to a four-year university spending a lot of money, because if that kid don't want to do it, you lose money. Like I say, you want the best for that kid, but if he don't want to do it, you lose the money, and you're going to be hurt, you're going to be in pain. So nothing is wrong with a community college. Like I've stated before in the prior podcast, a community college, you can get a certificate and go to work. Some of them are two-year degrees, you go to work. You intern, you start working. It's like you don't have to put a lot of money out there. And military is always an option. And today's kids, I think the military won't be a bad thing for every kid nowadays, well, especially men, to enroll in the military. Because it's structured and you'll get some discipline out of it. The kids will be disciplined. So, not that he's not getting discipline at home, but the kid will be disciplined, will, in the military. So, is always an option. And another thing, when kids graduate, well, I know in a black household, we want the child to have a job, for one, or to do something with his or her life. But in the black household, I feel sometimes we push the kids out of the house too soon. Parents push black kids out of the house too soon. I think other races, they allow the children to stay until the child figures it out. Children today are not like the children that were born in the 70s and 80s. They're just not. Their social media, that's where their mind is. They don't even think about living life because their mind is so deep into video games, phones, and stuff like that. They're not like the kids of the 70s and 80s, because if you grew up in the 70s and 80s, we had no cell phones. We had to go outside and play. So, we had, like I said, the kids of the 70s and 80s, they'll never understand. So, but stop rushing these kids out of the house too soon. Because I think now children are not ready to be out the homes at 26, 27, I think. And it's what we as parents instill in our children. We can Now, if you are the type of parent that had your child working at 15, he may be ready to get out around 21 because it's structured. You start him working and you made him or her keep a job. I think all parents should do that. Make that child keep a job, because if you make them keep a job, they're more independent and they'll want to get out on their own. Because as parents, all you want to do, you want your child not to get in trouble and to be something. To be something in life. So, I like I said, I just think, you know, we need to put a little more into the kids if we want the kids out of the house so soon. Now, people joke about Latinos because they live with a lot of people in the home. But if you think about it, nothing is wrong with that. That's kind of smart, because if a lot of people are in the home, it's like they get to work, save their money, and parents don't push them out until they make enough money or they make money and to be ready. And I think a lot of, well, from my experience of talking to friends and coworkers, military buddies, they let their children stay home, work, and save their money. And then they, you know, they help them get out on their own. So if you want your child out of the house, it starts with you. Start them work early, you know. They don't have to have a full-time job. They can have a part-time job or something. But it has to be on a schedule, something structured. They have to do that. Or if not, they have to have chores around the house that they have to meet to live in that home. Cutting the grass, whatever it may be, washing dishes. They got to do it weekly. You can't say do it sometimes. When you say it, you got to put your foot down. They got to continue to do this. They got to, or else it's going to be a problem. So, hopefully, like I said, hopefully everyone that's listening is like your children or child is on the way to success. But don't let him or her get that diploma and next week just think that they're going to sit around the house, because it doesn't work like that. No, it don't work like that. They got to do something. But that's going to be hard now, because parents these days, they spoil their kids so much. I was having a discussion with a lady, and I personally don't think that a 10, 11-year-old kid needs an iPhone. But that's just me. Parents of the today, they're different. And parents that doing all this and that. I know parents that will bend over backwards for their kid, and we all will. But just because he or she says they want it, we don't have to jump and get it. One thing about being a parent, you cannot buy love. You cannot buy love. And a lot of parents think that if they do this or do that or buy this or buy that, the children are going to love them more. The child is not going to love you more. It's not. You are the parent. Be the parent. Don't let that child tell you what to do or what you should be doing. You are the parent. But some people think just because they buy these iPhones, they do this and that, that the child will love them. Children are not going to love them. They're not. And I'm a firm believer. The less you do for a child, the more that child will become. Don't expose them to name brand. Don't make it as though they have to have name brand every day, everywhere they go. Because That's terrible. That's teaching the kids the wrong things. You know, let children know that it's okay to shop at Walmart and Target. It's okay. You know, because when you wear name brands all the time, all you're doing is advertising for somebody that's already a millionaire. That's all you're doing. So let them know that it's okay. They can shop at the Gap or whatever. You know, save money. Now, you don't have to advertise all this and that. But like I said, graduation is this past weekend, and I hope everybody's successful. But you know, you don't have, like I said, you don't have to push them out there and do something that they don't want to do. Some people try to live through their kids as though if they want to do it. You can't live through your kids. You can talk to them and encourage them, but you cannot live through your kids. Okay, that's all I have for now. This week, I know there was a food shortage. Now they said they're running out of tampons. And that's crazy. The only reason why they're running out of tampons because, hey, more guys are coming out the closet. And this, like I said, I think they're demasculating men. They don't want men to be masculine no more. Now they got like the hoochie shorts or whatever. You know, the shorts cut above the knee. It's like they're doing everything to make America gay, which it is Pride Month. And if you are gay, be who you are. But it's like America, I just think they're just forcing it on people. Like I went in Dick's Sporting Goods, and it had a little section for the kids, and it had a gay section for children, probably under 5 or 6 years old. But I think stuff like that is pushing them to be that, because I don't think that you're born that. And hopefully no one gets upset with me, but these are just my own opinions. They have a section for children with just gay shoes, shorts, clothes, or whatever. But it's like you're pushing it on them, you know. I think, see stuff like the gay agenda, they'll push that or push this, push it as far as it can go. Like I said, I have no problem with gay people. Just be who you are. And if you are, you respect me that I'm a heterosexual man and I respect your position. But they are pushing that on people. Now, if they want to push something, why not push stopping all these high-power rifles and guns being sold? That's what they need to push. But if they can push the gay agenda, they can push billions of dollars to this Russian war that's going on with Ukraine, why you can't put money behind gun control? That's what you need to do. And it's funny how, and people are, it's not funny, but people are still dying over guns, with guns. People getting their hands on all kinds of high power rifles. But this, you know, this country called America, it's a great place to live, but think about it. You have to be 25 years old to rent a car and drive a car. Drive a car. But at 18, you can go purchase a high-powered rifle. But when you rent a car, you're 25 years old. They do a background check. They check your credit. But to purchase something to put others' life in danger, you can be 18 and purchase and do whatever you want. I don't understand. I don't understand that. But like I say, America, they'll get behind everything else and push it. Push it to the end. But something simple as gun control, they turn their heads. They don't give a damn. All right, that's all I have. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend and tell a friend to listen to the podcast. Tune in next week for some more opinions.